The year was 1990, and what was going on, you ask? Well, at the box office, the top-grossing movie was Ghost. The Academy Award for Best Picture was Driving Miss Daisy, and Cheers was a number one TV show. What was going on in Knoxville that year? Well, the big sports story before football season was Bobby Allen shocking the sprint car world, pulling off one of the biggest upsets and winning the Knoxville Nationals. But by the end of the fall, that was all forgotten when the Panthers football squad made history by becoming the first Knoxville football squad to make the playoffs. The Panthers started out on fire, winning their first four games over Des Moines North 24-21, Winterset 35-6, Davis County 27-21, and Sheraton 15-10. Anyone you talk to who was a member of that team will tell you, Game 1 set the tone for the entire season because Des Moines North was in Class 4A and Knoxville got more points for beating the Polar Bears as a 4A team. Back in 1990, the district format did not exist, so teams had to schedule 4A schools in non-conference to get maximum points for the playoff positioning. Bob Christie was the head coach, and he says that game and how the Panthers won clearly gave his team confidence for the rest of the season.
We felt if we could do well in that first game and get things going and, you know, find out how the players that we had at the different positions were doing, if they were getting the job done, we thought if we could win that game and it was on the road, we thought, well, we could, you know, maybe we can really do something.
In that game, Knoxville jumped out to a 14-7 lead in the first quarter, only to see North surge ahead at the half 21-14. The Panthers scored 10 points in the fourth to get the win. In that game, Glenn Houck rushed 23 times for 128 yards and scored two touchdowns and was a team co-MVP in 1990. Houck says that win showed just how good the 1990 Panthers could be.
It was one of those that it kind of opened our eyes that the team that we played was a lot better than what we ever thought because they hadn't won a game going into it for a long time. So we kind of thought that it was going to be easy, and they definitely weren't easy. I mean, they were ready to play, and they didn't want to get beat by a little town. So they were definitely ready to play, and they weren't very happy when we ended up taking the victory from them.
After that, the Panthers breezed through the next two opponents in Winterset and Davis County and won a hard-fought game over Sheraton. A 21-7 loss to Pella served as a brief stumbling block to the Panthers as they came back in Week 6 with a dominating win over Albia 33-7. Another loss to Grinnell put the Panthers in must-win mode for the final 2 weeks, and they responded by shutting out Centerville 17-0 and in a must-win to get in, beat Oskaloosa in Kenlock Stadium 23-20. Sean Mason was a starting quarterback and was an All-State selection. He says the previous season, when the Panthers struggled to get wins, the same guys who were valuable contributors in 1990 got valuable playing experience during the 1989 season.
Coming in the next year, I mean, we worked hard off season in the weight room, and a lot of us played, you know, other sports together. And so, it was really just kind of picking up from our junior season. It was like the season never did end. And so we rolled into the 1990 season kind of in mid-season form, which, you know, helped us throughout the season. But, playing all the way through the years, not only, you know, football all the way through the years, but also other sports. I think just, you know, our ability to anticipate what each other was going to do really helped us, you know, kind of with that unspoken communication on the field and just helped us gel as a unit.
Norwalk was the first-round playoff opponent, and the Panthers were the underdog, but went in and rolled the Warriors 27-6 on the road. Chris Hudson, who is on the current Panthers coaching staff, was also a part of the 1990 team. He remembers an unseasonably warm night and how the Panthers dominated the Warriors.
It was a really hot game. I don't know if the other guys remember, but it was unseasonably hot. And I think the coaching staff, I think they was worried about it, you know, because of the temperature. And they had a good quarterback. They had a good team. They took us, I think they took us lightly. And we went there and, you know, we just took it to them. And we, you know, the fans rushed the field and it was just exciting. But, you know, I think we were quite expecting to go there and do that and go on, you know, play at home, which was, you know, a whole nother experience.
Coach Christie remembers how prepared and ready the team was to face a Norwalk club that had one of the top quarterbacks in Class 3A.
They were so focused. At first, you know, I think they were a little, this is going to be tough, you know. But we got to them and we talked to them and we got them really psyched up and we got them ready to play. And they wanted it, and they wanted it bad. And we know we had to go there to Norwalk, and that was going to be tough. But we just were ready. and the kids were ready, coaching staff, the fans, everything. We had a tremendous crowd there, and it was just really, really something.
Mason says while the offense was good, he thinks the key was the Panther defense. He recalls the Oskaloosa game where the offense was not playing well to start things off, but the defense was always there to put the offense in good position.
I remember we had to beat Oskaloosa. Our last home game of the regular season, we had to beat Oskaloosa. And I remember I fumbled once in the first half and lost a fumble, and we got down, I think it was like 20-7 or something like that, and kind of back and forth in the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, and we just needed, we needed something to get our momentum going. And yeah, I remember specifically that game, our defense stepped up in a big way. I know we got a safety, a couple three and outs, and basically just set us up for the win and gave us some short fields to score on, and we ended up pulling it out at the end there against Oskaloosa.
After that Norwalk victory, it was on to round two and a date with legendary program Harlan. The Panthers were defeated at home in the second round by the Cyclones, 49-26, to finish with an 8-3 record. If you ask all the players on that team, one thing that comes to mind when they will remember the most, the closeness the guys had with each other.
I think about that all the time. I'll be out mowing the lawn or something, and I'll start thinking about that game and that season and that year and how much fun it was and how much we enjoyed it and the players liked it. And it's just one of those special things that you never forget.
How special it is to be a part of a team. And it doesn't matter what team. I don't care if you're part of the drill team, part of the flag team. It's a part of that camaraderie that you just can't replace.
We were a special group. It was one of those that I know Joe Cunningham mentioned before, that he was just felt lucky that he was born into this town and at that time and had the right people move in at the right time. And we were close all the way through.
The main thing that stands out when I look back to 1990 and that football year was just the team and the camaraderie and the leadership that we had was just special to be a part of.
1990 may have not been the best ever Knoxville football squad. We featured that team a few years ago. But for one season, a group of football players willing to work hard and out of commitment became the first Knoxville football squad to make the playoffs and will forever have a place in Panther sports history. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA Cabarrus, I'm Derek Cardwell.